Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news and stuff. Well, I was thinking today, you can change if you want to, my friend. Most of us say we can't, but really it's because we don't want to. We have our own agenda. We'll talk more about that in today's Life 101. What are you talking about? Well, on Sunday, we had everybody upstairs, from the babies to the little kids to really got noisy. And some people were annoyed by that, looking over saying, you know, shut that kid up or don't let him talk while preacher is preaching, etc. And there was a time that would have bothered me. The slightest little sound would have bothered me. Do you know what? I didn't miss a lick on Sunday. Do you know why? Because at any given time, right here at the Patton household, with all I have to do in book writing and radio shows, it is a constant nut house in some ways. Screaming kids of all ages. At any given time, there's about 13 people here at the Patton Ponderosa. Yeah, try working with that. You can. If God says you can, you can. And I've discovered it's not that hard to do. I'm pretty good at blocking things out. God allowed us to be in this position for the last 2 years, taking care of all these grandkids, and it just gets more crowded each day. But God has a plan, and I am excited. I loved being saved and having opportunities to serve Him in and out of the house, if you will. God is so good. Hey, excited to report talking to Matthew Hill and Southwest Radio Church that coming up next year and even later on this year is going to be our new seminars on the spirit world, going to be a main part of some of the things going on at Southwest Radio Church. Dr. Copley and I are going to be doing one-day Saturday seminars on the teaching of the spirit world and how to battle the enemy. It will be an invaluable time together on a Saturday, my friend. So I think the first one coming up is going to be down in Tennessee. That's going to be on the Saturday right after Fall Fundraiser. So pray about that one, will you? And all the material we're putting together will be done by then and ready to be taught. I am so excited. What a great... This is the day the Lord hath made. Can you tell? I am excited. What in the world is going on? There he is, standing on stage behind him in beautiful colors. It's Pride Month. This is one evil man spitting in the face of Jesus Christ. The work of the devil and demons operating through the actions and the words of this man. What are we talking about? Oh, the fake president. His name's Biden. Maybe you've heard of him. Joe Biden is on the receiving end of a lot of criticism this week for signing that proclamation designating March 31st, Easter Sunday, as the Transgender Day of Visibility, in what so many Christians and conservatives see as a real blasphemous act. You know, it's just one more thing, one more proof positive thing that this guy has no respect for the teaching of the Bible, doesn't understand the basic truth that God created man in his image, male and female, and that anyone or any statement that violates that basic teaching of Scripture is an abomination to God. Biden is an abomination to God. It's the work of Satan and his demons, who is operating through the actions and the words of this man, the most powerful leader of the free world. It is just scary, my friend, and we are not going to extreme. You know, if you're Christian today, you know I'm speaking truth, my friend. Pray about this. Biden is not a Catholic, really, is he? He says he is. He says he's a good Catholic. Biden is an evil man who consistently goes against Almighty God. And hear me out on this one, my Christian friend. We must confront and defeat this unholy takeover of the United States of America. I mean, just on this one issue, we stand against the president and his administration, accused of hawking, and they are, the demonic ideology of transgenderism. As Biden declares this sin, today we send a message to all transgender Americans that you are loved, you are heard, you are understood, you belong here, you are America. and my entire administration, and I have your back. You have Satan's back, all right, Biden. You are his emissary today in government. Just a scary situation. But greater is he that is in you, my Christian friend, than he that is in the world or he that is in the White House. Is the FBI weaponized against you? Of course it is. The FBI is attempting to rehabilitate, by the way, the public image of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, as Congress has until the 19th of this month to reauthorize it. The Bureau recently posted a video featuring the FBI director attempting to put kind of a gloss on Section 702. The Bureau's timely propaganda did not escape the attention of so many critics, where the Post received a community note that read, "The FBI violated American citizens' 4A rights." That's where they just, they don't have to tell you what's going on or give you any prior notice. They just spy on you. They violated that 278,000 times with illegal, unauthorized searches. Wow. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act 702 has been used for warrantless surveillance on U.S. citizens hundreds of thousands of times. And yet the FBI says it's okay and they want it reauthorized by the 19th. Now, what do you think about this new America, a flood of FBI? Well, I think I would categorize this as stupid people doing stupid things. Actress Angie Harmon, who acted in Rizzoli and Isles, as well as well-known for Law & Order, noted on social media yesterday that an individual delivering groceries over Easter shot her dog to death. She said the person had not been scratched or bitten and acknowledged the shooting, but claimed it was self-defense. This weekend, a man delivering groceries for Instacart shot and killed our precious dog, Oliver. Got out of his car, delivered the food, and then just shot our dog. The Ring camera was charging. Somehow he was able to see that that was not recording him. The police let him go, claimed self-defense. There was not a scratch. There was nothing on his clothing. He just shot and killed our family pet. Unbelievable. Some of the things happening in the world today, huh? What else is happening? Without going into too much detail, I think I already agree with this one. A social psychologist known for, well, bashing everything techie has another controversial take, but I don't think it's all that controversial. He has a new book, by the way, The Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness in America. Jonathan Haidt's his name. New York University Business School professor argues that the replacement of play-based childhood, just the simple things of childhood, with what kids are experiencing today known as phone-based childhood, is the major cause of rising rates of adolescent mental illness around the world. Well, I would agree 100% with that one, wouldn't you? And one other hot news, Iran said yesterday that an Israeli missile destroyed the Iranian consulate in Damascus and killed a major Iranian general. Google going to destroy billions of records to settle a privacy lawsuit that billions of records. And the state Supreme Court in Florida handed down two decisions on abortion yesterday. One found that the state's constitution privacy protections don't cover abortion, overturning years of precedent and clearing the way for a recently passed ban on the procedure after 6 weeks to take effect. Donald Trump posted a $175 million bond necessary to prevent the seizure of his assets while he appeals the $454 million judgment. United is asking pilots to take some unpaid leave, citing delays of Boeing airplanes. Oh, I love this one last night. The Iowa Hawkeyes beat LSU in a rematch of last year's Women's March Madness. Caitlin Clark, oh, she got revenge, scored 41 points. What a superstar that 22-year-old is, huh? Well, this is interesting. What's a billion look like? What does a trillion look like? You know what? There are two groups of noisy flying insects expected to emerge from the underground in 17 U.S. states in April. And if you're listening to this, you're there. It's a rare natural phenomenon not seen since 1803, ladies and gentlemen. The insects, known as cicadas, are set to spring up in a frantic mating frenzy lasting several weeks before they eventually all die. But that's not before they lay eggs in the forest floors and the cycle of another life begins. Trillions of them. First time in 221 years that these two types, known as, two different broods, actually, has risen at the same time. We're going to get them here in Wisconsin, Illinois, in Indiana, and down south, absolutely. The bugs are coming. Billions, if not trillions. In business news, Yum Brands, that's the operator of KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, etc. They're embracing technology now with plans for AI-powered fast food for you. Artificial intelligence, fast food. This all according to the Wall Street Journal. The company has been increasing investment in technology and automation with about 45% or $30 billion of sales being digital, nearly twice what it was back in 2019. Yum's chief digital and technology manager told the newspaper, that's roughly double the level since 2019. Our vision of quick service restaurants, that's the vision, is that AI first mentality works every step of the way with us. If you think about the major journeys within a restaurant that can be AI powered, we believe it's absolutely endless. It is the future. I wonder how that'll affect my burger or chicken wings. And last but not least, who said that? Well, someone asked this question of all the Trump haters out there. What is it that you hate most about Trump? No wars, Middle East peace, strong American economy, no inflation, growing 401ks, market profits, low gas prices, a secure oil reserve, lower taxes, strong dollar, etc., etc., etc. Gee whiz, Charlie Brown. And this one has to be the best. Hey, Joe, let's just forget this whole build back better thing. And we're going to settle for just put it back the way you found it. Oh, absolutely. Where is my Bible? Life 101, right after this. And for all of those of you that said we're going to wait for the video, it's there, Invisible War on the Saints. Of course, that book is available and being purchased daily all over the country at InvisibleWarOnTheSaints.com. But now the 36-part television series is available on DVDs, available at SWRC.com, 1-800-652-1144. I think they have a package where they're putting both of them together, and people are buying that. Want to know more about spiritual warfare, my friend? As some has described, one of the best books ever, talking about Invisible War on the Saints, and you will enjoy, I believe, and be helped with Invisible War on the Saints, the TV series. SWRC.com, 1-800-652-1144. So grateful for your support at Greg Patton Ministries and being a part of Hello World every day. You know it. You are a big part of our ministry. Well, let's start out with a rather obvious question. Do you have trouble with temptation? Do you know how to gain victory over temptation? Resisting the lures of Satan and his demons. So many things we could be talking about, my friend. You know, everyone listening today faces temptation. Just as we all have different strengths and weaknesses and interest in life, we have different areas of temptation, every one of us. Some might be enticed to lie or steal something. Maybe you have a problem with gambling, while others are lured into smoking, both legally and illegally. Or are you a social drinker or a drunk? Maybe immorality comes in. For many, especially men, and women too, Pornography is a big problem today. God's gift, if you will, of sex has been perverted by the enemy. And, so many pastors in America today have a problem with pornography. Temptation at every turn. So I guess what might snare you has no effect on me whatsoever. You know, when people have difficulty resisting sin, many decide, hey, this is life, just the way I am. And they give themselves over to that thing as a way of life. And that's not good, my Christian friend. You know, some, after repeatedly yielding to this sin, cease to recognize a specific situation as temptation at all. Instead, they justify the behavior as simply, well, this is the way we live, this is the way I grew up, you know, that. All temptation ultimately comes from the enemy, Satan and his demons, whose goal it is to cast doubt into your mind and disrupt any fellowship you might have with God. Satan wants to remove us from God's will in order to stop us from worshiping him properly and serving him properly or glorifying the Lord with our lives. In that way, then, he attempts to destroy our witness for Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible uses Israel's history as a warning about the perils of temptation. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and the first 12 verses there, Paul relates that despite God's abundant blessing, the nation nevertheless chose the wrong way to go, behaving immorally, practicing idolatry, grumbling about the Lord's good gifts. Boy, it sounds like the church today. The Israelites were tempted, they yielded. How about you? In fact, that nation's entire history was a reoccurring cycle of obedience and then blessing, and then temptation would come, then rebellion, then chastisement. Just like you're alive today, there's no really middle ground there. You're not up all the time. You're not down all the time. You go through cycles as well, up and down and up and down. Are you being obedient today or rebellious today? Now, that is the way it happens with many individuals as well. They repeatedly fall into the same old temptations until they finally say, you know, I really tried, but I just can't do this any better. They reason that God tempted me, the devil tempted me, or maybe it was simply an unfair way of life. The pressure was more than I could bear. And again, they just say, I quit, I give up. Not good, my Christian friend. All temptation, now this is something you might want to write down and think about and pray about. All temptation is based on fantasy. That is our imagination of life under different circumstances. As a man, woman thinks in his or her heart, that's what you are. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking today, my Christian friend? I ask that all the time in my messages. Simply thinking about something does not automatically mean that you've sinned, of course, but, you know, as you linger on those thoughts, your imagination starts to take over. I wonder how it would be to, possess this thing, or to have that, or to try this, or to have a different spouse. How about to replace my co-worker at his job? How about if I just had a little more fun, which I can have when I go out of town and no one sees me? You know, as you imagine what the experience might be like, you begin then to desire it. Isn't that something? And that desire will grow, my Christian friend, unless you deal with it. And it's not long before your will becomes involved in this. And at that point, you have to choose. Either you turn away from that temptation, or you consent to your flesh, which longs to be gratified with the things beyond those divinely set boundaries that God has laid out. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, your only defense is going to be any human resistance. And you know what? That is not going to last very long at all. It's like being in quicksand. Before you know it, you're gone. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, we can identify other characteristics of enticing situations, if you will. First of all, temptations are common, are they not? Sure they are. God created us with legitimate needs, legitimate desires, and his will encompasses everything. Everything we must have, plus much of what we want. Oh, we've got a big wanter, don't we? He intended for our yearnings to be met, of course, with certain parameters. You know that. beyond which lie those things which he knows are destructive or unhealthy. How do we get in this ground so often? You know, that's why God set limits in our lives, not to prevent us from having fun in life, not to have an enjoyable life, but in order to protect you from evil. Temptation is an enticement to go beyond those boundaries that God has set, those things that are natural, divinely bestowed desires. You know, when you and I go beyond those limits, we've crossed the line here, we're in sin. For example, he certainly gave us an appetite for food. Do you like food? Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to exist. But if we go beyond that boundary of self-control and we overeat and become gluttonous, well, that's a problem. But how about the desire for sex? That's a gift from God. You know that. But when indulged to an unhealthy extreme, there we go. Now it's sin. Our freedom stops, mark it down, where he has placed limitations to keep us safe. Let me repeat that. Our freedom stops where he has placed limitations to keep us safe. God wants the very best for you. You know, Satan and his demons, they tempt you to worship the things of this world. Sure they do, instead of the things of God. And every one of us is susceptible to some pull from him. Even Jesus, because he was fully man, was tempted in all things as we are, the Bible says, but was without sin. That's Hebrews 4:15. What wonderful assurance to know that you and I never face a single temptation that Jesus did not face. Oh, that's good. As long as we live in this old human body, we're going to remain subject to temptation every day. Our lack of awareness of, well, the sin, the demonic workings in our lives, that leads easily to sin. Scripture warns us, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. In other words, my Christian friend, do not let yourself be lulled into thinking, I'm not susceptible to that area. Things like that don't affect me at all. Be very, very careful. Remember that Satan prowls around like a roaring lion. He knows that if he can get you to just cross that line just one time, the second time's easier. The third time, fourth, fifth time, you're going to be well entrenched in sin and demonic bondage. Consequently, we got to remain alert. How are we going to do that? We'll talk more on tomorrow's program, but hey, Jesus prayed in Luke 17, Luke 22, he prayed that your faith would fail not. Again, this thing of temptation, that you would be able to resist it, my friend, that you would go on in your life. Sanctification, a big part, right? Every day, closer to God, and that there would be unity in your life and other believers. Jesus prayed that for his. Are you one of his? Is he praying that for you today? Yes, he is. Tomorrow, more on this thing of temptation. Join me then. And finally, enough people have been after me. I guess, again, I'm getting up there in years. So they said, hey, you got to get this thing taken care of. Some of the men at breakfast last Saturday said, get that will taken care of. So I've been thinking about it this week. I think mine's going to be just short and simple. Being of sound mind, I spent all the money. Well, there wasn't much to spend, so it was easy to do. You've been listening to Hello World. I am Greg Patton. News, information, comment, all of that stuff every day at this time. Some of you listen twice a day. Bless your heart. I love you. Join me on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. And that's the way it is for Tuesday, April the 2nd, already 2024. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.